As the weather starts heating up, I can't help but start thinking about the pleasure of watching a good film in a nice, dark, cool place. And with me to talk about all things having to do with film is internationally recognized film historian, writer, archivist, collector, and generally good guy, Jay Duncan.
Thank you. Gosh, I had to turn around and see if someone else was in the room.
Yeah, I saw you checking the room, but yeah. That's you. That is you. And Jay's Picks Presents. You've been at this for a long time.
Long time.
Yeah, a long time. Yes, yes. I'm glad you squeaked on in here today.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking about how long has it been? I know that this is the 40th year that I began offering continuing education classes here on campus about the history of film and appreciation. You know, have projector, will travel, because this was this predates video, or certainly the infancy of it. So it was based on projector and what films I happen to have. You know, so I would pattern the courses around either classic animation or silence or classic television or horror, sci-fi, things like that. And so, yeah, this is 40 years here. But, of course, the love of film goes back, I think, to about age five. So that's
Do you remember the first film that made an impression on you?
Actually, I do. I think it was probably in the back seat, had a drive-in theater, my mom and dad in the front seat, for the original release of The Day the Earth Stood Still.
Oh, my.
And I remember at the time just kind of, you know how you lean forward and put your arms on the chair or the seat in front of you, and just mesmerized. And I remember thinking, this is quite good. And, you know, even though a lot of maybe the ramifications of the plot and the depth.
Your little brain
so forth,
was already smoking through
those.
It
was already smoking. and I remember, I think probably that was the one that's responsible for warping me for life. Yeah.
Well, it done good. I'm glad it did. I'm glad it did. Before we digress too much, the Sunset Film Society's free monthly screening is coming up yet again. And I love the fact that it's going to be at Artovino's Desert Crossing in Sunland Park. That's just, for me, that's just a favorite place to go. And it's their 65th anniversary.
Absolutely. You know,
God, that's stunning that it's been there that long.
I was talking to Robert and Marina, and I said, you know, do you have anything plan for this year, because this is a momentous year, you know, with the family and so forth of having this establishment. And they didn't really, even though I think they will be thinking of things to do, but I thought, just from my standpoint, what could I show that that might at least begin to celebrate the 65th anniversary of Artovino's, but then would tie in, you know, filmically to something. And so then I started looking at movies made in 1949, which was the year that that Artovino's Desert Crossing officially hatched, basically. And, you know, it's quite a good year, because I was coming up with, well, there's Adam's Rib, and there's All the King's Men, and Battleground, and Border Incident, and Death of a Salesman, and The Fountainhead, and Third Man, and 12 O'Clock High.
It didn't make it easy for you, did it?
And I thought, yes, but what's the biggest? What's the biggest? And I thought, well, I remember a line that Faye Ray once said when she was offered the role in this, which was to become King Kong. And they just promised her she would be playing opposite the tallest, darkest leading male in Hollywood without giving any details, of course, you know. And I thought, well, now, Mighty Joe Young is from 1949. It's kind of an offspring, you might say, of the Mighty Ape from 1933. And I thought that may not be the biggest cinematically, important-wise, historically film, but certainly it's got the biggest star. And I thought that'd be fun to show that and to tie in somehow to the 65th anniversary. And then, like I was telling Robert and Marina, there's so many other good films. We could sprinkle some of those others from 1949, you know, throughout the year, since we do this monthly.
So this is more than just a King Kong remake.
Absolutely.
Mighty Joe Young actually won an Academy Award for Best Visual Effects. So
yeah, it's really not a remake so much as it has the same creative team behind it, the same studio. Willis O'Brien, who did the stop-motion animation of King Kong, turned the reins over primarily because he was working on the the production end of it as far as how to do these things, you know, because it advanced so much in technology from 1933 to 49. And there was this young up-and-coming animator that he gave 85% of the stop-motion animation chores to, named Ray Harryhausen, who 4 years later would strike out on his own with a film called The Beast from 20,000 Fathoms. So he kind of cut his teeth literally in the motion picture industry as far as feature-length films with Mighty Joe Young. And it's phenomenally good.
I just love listening to you. I mean, your knowledge of these things is encyclopedic, and it's through film, the term historian is given a greater breadth, because through the film you're keeping track of actually developments in the world. Before I move in more in that direction, let's double back to the fact that you need to get reservations by Monday. You have the film is once a month through the Sunset Film Society, and you are the same group, that's the same society that started in Sunset Heights about 10 films ago.
Right.
And now you're at Artovino's Desert Crossing. So what's the best way to make reservations? That they have to be in by this Monday for the screening, which is on Saturday?
Right. We always look at trying to get the reservations in by the Monday prior to the screening.
Okay.
Now, before, it was always held at a certain day of each month.
Okay.
Now, at Artovino's, we're kind of subject to based on availability of their facility.
So of course, because it's in the hall?
Well, or the first one, which we did with, and how's this for synchronicity, we had the Sunset Film Society meet, well, it was a week ago, I guess, on a Sunday at Artovino's Desert Crossing in the Sunset Hall.
Perfect.
Showing Sunset Boulevard.
Well, golly,
and I thought,
just
you know, I mean,
meant
that,
to be.
I mean, it sounds like you can't ignore these signs.
You can't make that stuff up either.
But this one, I'm told, will actually be meeting in what they call the gallery in the main restaurant.
Okay.
So, because on this particular Sunday, the Friends of Jazz will be meeting in Sunset Hall.
Well,
because
they keep it hopping out at Artovino's.
So there's going to be
something.
All kinds of stuff to see and be involved with on the 18th of this month.
Excellent. Earlier I said Saturday, but you're correcting me. It is Sunday.
Yes.
The 18th.
Right.
Okay, forgive me. All right, listeners, make sure you make note of that. It is Sunday the 18th is the film at 6:30 at Artovino's Desert Crossing, but reservations need to be in by Monday, this Monday the 12th. And what's the easy way to do that?
The easiest way would be go directly to the website, and it's sunsetfilmsociety.org.
Okay. And it's a nice website, by the way, easy to navigate.
Well, we're very pleased with it. We had a top-notch graphic designer work with us on that.
Boy, so. It shows. It shows. Really nice website. Are there any snacks or food available during the showing? And how many people generally turn out?
Well, interestingly enough, that's what's one of the benefits of having it at a world-class restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Because dinner menus are available.
Great.
You can eat. You can have dinner and a movie in this case. or it's optional. It's not mandatory. But it worked out real well for Sunset Boulevard. You know, so we had people ordering lasagna and whatever.
Sounds
you know,
like a bistro movie situation.
Watching a classic film.
Oh, man. So you've got it all. My guest today is our local film historian, Jay Duncan of Jay's Picks Presents. He's been active in our local movie scene for a long, long time, telling us about the Sunset Film Society's classic film series taking place at Artovino's Desert Crossing, which is in their 65th year in Sunland Park. And the deadline for reservations is Monday, so go to the website, sunsetfilmsociety.org, and make your reservations for the film, which will be at 6:30 on Sunday, a week from tomorrow. It's always so good to talk with you, Jay. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.